We're actually finishing planting that property today, actually, Tony. We've got 40 hectares going in on that site, so just over the Richmond Bridge as you head out of town. That site will grow to 100 hectares over the next couple of years. So we've got another 40 hectares to go in there this year, actually. So in kind of springtime this year, and then another 20 the year after that.
Now, that's a fairly big vineyard, and people would know it as the site of formerly salads growing there.
Yeah, it's exactly right. The property is called Strelley Farm and it was previously in lettuce production and other small plants. So, yeah, anyone in the locals driving past that area would have seen that continuously cropped for quite a number of years. The property was bought about 12, 18 months ago, thereabouts, by the Fogarty Wine Group. And yeah, we just set about developing the vineyards on it all last year, as it is now, about 6 months ago we started.
And the soil itself, after years of growing salads, what did you find?
It's quite productive, in the intensive horticulture game. There's a reasonable use of fertilizers and mulches and composts and the like. So it's quite a fertile site. But the soil shows all the typical characteristics that you'd see in the Coal Valley. It's a beautiful black cracking clay that we associate with really high quality wine production in that area. So it's going to be a fantastic site in the future.
And what have you planted there, Marty?
All the usual suspects, Tony. Pinot and Chardonnay are way out in front. A bit of Pinot Gris and some Sauvignon Blanc. So they're the four varieties in there at the moment. Next year, we'll add kind of all of those again, plus a bit of Shiraz in there, which has proven to be quite popular in Tasmania of recent times.
And the property's got its own water?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it's got access to two of the irrigation schemes down there, so stage one and stage three. It's got two large dams, and plus it's got very good catchment from the hills above. And we put some work into that this year to make sure that we could catch all that surface runoff into the dams. So, with the way the climate is these days, it's been a pretty good wet season this year, but that's never going to be the case. And can't get that consistency all the time. So, on a property like that, you'd like to be able to store at least 2 seasons worth of water just to make sure that you're covered.
Now, in the scope of the size of vineyards in Tasmania, how big is this property going to be? One of the biggest?
Yeah, it'll definitely be top five in terms of the biggest single site vineyard in the state. And I guess the sister property to that down at Fawcett, which we're also developing at the moment, won't be far behind it, to be honest. That'll end up being in the 80s, 80 hectares. So yeah, two very good size vineyards. So yeah, easily in the top 10 of biggest vineyards in Tassie.
And how is that Fawcett site going at the moment? Where are the grapes at? You should have some this season, shouldn't you?
Not this season, it'll be next season. So yeah, we planted that 12 months ago, or started, put the initial 40 hectares in there about 12 months ago, a bit over. So that's growing really well, and we're adding another 20 hectares to that site at the moment as we speak. We're just finishing off planting there as well, and then we've got another 20 hectares to go in there later this year as well. So it's been a busy couple of years.
Yeah, and it must be an exciting time when the first vintage, it actually does come around to have the very first vintage of a vineyard.
It's very exciting, actually. Yeah, us viticulturists and vineyard managers really love it to see it go from a paddock, all the work that goes into it, from 6 months ago to the planning, to the actual installation, to growing, to training the vines, and then finally getting a crop a couple of years later. It's a very rewarding journey for a viticulturist, and something that every viticulturist I know really loves doing that.
Do you expect there'll be much difference with the quality of the grapes or the quantity of the grapes from the two different sites, Richmond and Fawcett?
Naturally, they'll be quite different. There's different soil types between the two sites, and even though it's only about 20 minutes drive between them, the climate is remarkably different as well. The Fawcett site is a lot more coastal, so I think there will be differences in quality. I think they'll both be very good quality. They'll just be different. So, but the climate down there is perfect. We've got great soils, good quality water, and under the good management of those guys down there, I think the results are going to be exceptional.
Now, Marty, with those two sites, what sort of work has entailed? How many people have been working to bring these vineyards to fruition?
Yeah, quite a lot, Tony. I think with all the different contractors and labour hire that we've got down there, I think, you know, on across the two sites at the moment, we've probably got 30 to 40 people at the moment, and they've been there for almost 2 months now as we're planting, which is the most labour intensive part of it. But we've had guys on site there since May last year, really. So it's a bit hard to put an actual number on it, but it's a lot of people involved, which has been terrific, you know, given the current climate with COVID, to be able to have these kind of developments still going ahead, and the positivity in the wine industry is, it's never been better, really, at the moment.
And good to see WA investing in Tasmania.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. They're not too keen to open their borders at the moment, but certainly investing their money over here and doing a brilliant job as well.
What other big ones are you currently working on, Marty Smith?
We've got quite an exciting one coming up this year on the East Coast, actually. Another mainland company out of South Australia have bought a beautiful coastal property about 10, 15 minutes north of Bishanoe. And that's going to be a really exciting prospect up there. It's only it's two old farms that they've been purchased just right on the Tasman Highway. Spectacular outlook out to the sea. And that's going to be a great development staged over the next 2 to 3 years. So starting this year, that's going to be brilliant. That'll get out to about 80 hectares in total. And that'll be fantastic for the east coast of Tassie. Yeah, we've got a great wine network here on the east coast, and that'll just add to that.
Yeah, so the wine industry is really showing its true form in Tasmania. You wouldn't have thought 20 years ago that this would happen?
No, you wouldn't have. And even 10 years ago, Tony, you know, there were growers struggling to sell their fruit 10 years ago, but now it's the complete opposite. If you've got particularly, say, Pinot Noir, Pinot Gris, Chardonnay for sale as grapes at the moment, there's a long line of people that want to buy it, and I can't see that changing anytime soon. And it's as the vineyard area grows and as our production increases here in Tasmania, our reach out to clients all around and customers all around Australia just grows and grows, and so does the popularity of Tasmanian wine. So it's very exciting here in Tassie at the moment for viticulture.
And Marty, do you expect there to be any other regions of Tasmania which do not have necessarily a big presence with vineyards to become vineyard areas in the next, say, 20 years?
Yeah, absolutely, Tony. I think, primarily the thing is water availability. And with some great irrigation schemes through the Midlands of Tasmania, I think that's a real untapped resource there. But we did a small 5-hectare development north of Campbelltown last year, and that's got great potential in there. There's some terrific soils, terrific northerly aspects, and great scale in the Midlands too. So, yeah, I think that'll be an area that'll get worked on definitely over the next 20 years.